Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
My next guest has spent his life promoting business in this country, whether as chair of Ireland Inc., publisher of Business and Finance, or sitting on the advisory board of the Smurfit Business School. Given the strength of the Irish economy, it could be said that Ian Hyland's work has been a success thus far, but most of that success is not indigenous, but imported FDI. So how do we swing the pendulum to get local businesses to grow and prevent red tape and NIMBYism throttling or stymieing growth? Ian Hyland, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
How do you think we can tilt that balance back? As you've seen it over the last few years, you know, the FDI sector really grow.
I think, well, let's not forget that the FDI sector has been incredibly good to Ireland as an island. And Ireland's been pretty good to the FDI sector as well, I think, given our proximity to Europe and so forth. Porco Higgin always said that the indigenous business community was the lifeblood of our economy. I think in 2026, that's never been more true. Mm. I also believe that here is a huge opportunities for businesses. It's never been easier to start a business. Mm-hmm. However, the scaling piece is always going to be the challenge, and we are operating out of an island economy, and there are challenges there as well. Mm. In doing that, the island and Ireland itself needs to make some changes in that regard. Mm. And I think business leaders and entrepreneurs need to think differently, particularly in the face of AI, its opportunities, but also its competitive nature, which means you've got to be first to market.
Okay. Now, a couple of things there. Let's start with the infrastructure deficit. I know that you have looked at that as well. Only in the last few days, we've seen comments from the boss of AIB and Supermax about that being a major problem and scaring off would-be investors, whether they're indigenous investors or international investors. What do you think is not being done? I.e., is there any low-hanging fruit that the government hasn't thought about when it comes to delivering infrastructure, whether that's water, electricity, roads, rail, whatever, housing especially?
Yeah, no, I don't think that there are elements they haven't thought about. I think it's delivering it faster is a key element. Sean O'Driscoll has done some great work in driving that. As we know, the Department of Infrastructure was muted 2 years ago, but I think we've accelerated that. You know, what Ireland needs, you know, in my view, Joe, is faster planning and infrastructure delivery, full stop. Mm. And we won't be able to hide behind the couch on that one. And I think we know that. And I think the government, Peter Burke, you know, from a business perspective,
the enterprise minister,
yes, has done a very, very good job in front-ending it. He's a really good handle on his portfolio. And I think people like Sean O'Driscoll and the work of IBEC in driving that from a business and private sector perspective has been very, very, very important. So I would hope we'll see some evidence of that in 2026. I think we need to see some evidence of that in 2026 in that regard.
Well, does that mean kind of the curbing of judicial reviews and the taming of NIMBYism?
Yeah, we need faster everything, Joe. I mean, faster everything. I mean, you know,
But there's a reason why it's slow, Ian. You know, people are objecting to anything being built.
Exactly. You know, Martin Nocton, who passed away last week, always said that if you don't innovate, you evaporate. I think that couldn't be truer from a brand Ireland perspective. I think it'd be truer from a brand Europe perspective, by the way. You know, it always is said in America that, you know, America innovates and Europe regulates.
China replicates.
China replicates, or is it the rest of us replicate? I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But I think in that regard, we've got to get faster. It must happen. I mean, you know, we're at a point now where life has changed. You talked about FDI or indigenous business at the same time. Life has changed. The globe is very competitive. You don't need to stay here. You can get on a plane. Pat McDonough talked to you the other day. I think broadly speaking on cost of living issues. I think we have a huge opportunity to differentiate ourselves as a nation. I don't think broad statements like best little country in the world in which to do business are good enough anymore. I think
that
know.
That was made by Enda Kenny, the former
teacher. Enda did that. Enda did that, by the way, at a very important time for Ireland, and it was absolutely right for the time. Today, I think, you know, when you look at the recent World Economic Forum report, which talked about, you know, 39% of all workers will need to upskill over the next 5 years.
Yeah, and IBEC says something similar as well. Absolutely, in the last few days. You sit on the advisory board for the UCD Smurfit Business School. You see the courses that are being taught there. Are we at a situation now whereby if someone starts in year one on a certain course and comes out in year two, three or four, whatever it is, that course is no longer of use to industry?
I think we are all navigating. I think the employer is navigating. I think any university is navigating. I think any prospective undergraduate is navigating, or postgraduate. Business schooling, by the way, is not just a 20-year-old finishing their leaving cert or doing their master's. Mm. There's a lot of exec learning. Smurfit in particular are a leader in that regard. And so in terms of knowing what's happening in the next 4 or 5 years, I think we have a better handle on that now. I think certainly in the old days of when you enter computer science, I think that world has changed today. Mm-hmm. Your job may or may not, you know, look the same as it did today as we'll do in 4 years' time. Mm-hmm. But having said that, universities have a fairly good handle on that. It's the student that has the challenge. I think today's cohort in the 25 age group are in a very challenging position. I think one thing, Joel, say, I think when a lot of, I mentioned this earlier at an event during the week, that cohort today have listened to the words like redundancy over the last year, Meta and so forth. We've seen all that. They're now hearing words like unemployment.
And there's a big difference. Redundancy, exactly. You get a fat check and then you plan your next move.
Yes, but the opportunity is, and the question is, will that cohort decide to start businesses? Mm. And I think they will. So I think from a Brand Ireland perspective, you know, Enterprise Ireland invested financially in over 200 companies last year.
Yeah.
I think it was 40 million euros.
Took a stake in those businesses.
Took a stake in those businesses. EI do a wonderful job to invest in startups. The next level now is scale-ups, and that's a really, really important piece. How do we keep Irish companies growing and not just, I suppose, cashing out too quickly?
Would it be fair that Enterprise Ireland, in the eyes of the state, might be seen as the junior, younger brother to the IDA? The IDA is the big guy bringing in the money, whereas Enterprise Ireland, whose job it is to nurture indigenous companies, haven't maybe had as much support publicly as their older brother.
I don't think they've had enough recognition. I wouldn't say support. I think what EI have done, what's quite incredible, if you think about the amount of businesses that started as spin-offs from foreign direct companies, Jim O'Hara, who ran Intel here for a long time, spoke about this for many years. EI has been a great champion of that. And whether, you know, I wouldn't say younger, smaller, bigger, you know, it's a very different offering. And we're very lucky, let's not forget, very few nations have an Enterprise Ireland to support businesses in a very tangible way. I don't mean just advisory. Mm. I mean financially taking stakes. Their mentoring levels are quite unique. They have really stepped up their game. I see that internationally. I see them on tour in that regard. And I think, you know, when we come to now more support required for scaling companies, not just starting companies, but scaling companies, EI are a must stop by meeting for anyone starting or scaling a business, in my view. And that's just not a promo for it. We're unique in what we have in that regard.
I spoke to someone from one of the big consultancy companies, and they said that we used to take in hundreds of graduates every year. And last year, that particular company, who I won't name, took in 7. Graduates, yeah, in the milk round. Do you remember the milk round was everything?
I remember. I am old enough to remember the milk round, Joe. And I think one thing to remember, a lot of large corporates are testing the water. Mm. They're taking in less to see what the effect is. That's all they can do. Unfortunately, you're seeing that particularly swell at today's moment. And I think a lot of those we're seeing a lot of the intern numbers down this year. That may level out in a year or so, but certainly pivot and pivot is required, both for the intern and for the employer.
Thanks for coming in, Ian.
At all, Joe.
That is Ian Hyland from Ireland Inc., Business and Finance, and the UCD Smurfit Business School.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.